Good morning. And thank you, Anthony Fess, for inviting me on the Morning Mix on KPFA for my vegan animal liberation commentary. So another one of those climate change conferences is upon us, just as the world's most powerful typhoon ever reminds us that we really have to do something and stop fiddling around while the planet burns. These climate conferences sing songs and they urge government action. They demand that corporations act responsibly, all in a frenzy to create confusing hedge fund-like carbon trading and carbon credit nonsense that will do nothing for the environment, but probably put more money in the pockets of Wall Street. So-called environmental groups are pushing for infrastructure changes that will take about 20 years and $20 trillion, time and money that we simply don't have. What we do have is one practical solution, and that is for you to go vegan today, and for you to urge everyone you know to go vegan immediately. People who eat so-called meat, dairy, fish, and eggs cause climate change. Animal agriculture is responsible for at least 51% of all human-caused greenhouse gas emissions. At least 51%. So your diet is more responsible for climate change than all other human activity combined. That's right. Add up coal plants, SUVs, and the Keystone XL pipeline, and they still don't equal what eating burgers, cheese, omelets, and tuna fish sandwiches does. Now, as horrible as the XL pipeline is, it pales in comparison to animal agriculture. From energy trader insider Robert Rapierre writes and hypothesizes that even at a maximum capacity of 830,000 barrels per day, the Keystone XL pipeline would have a potential warming factor of less than 1/10,000th of a degree Celsius per year. That's hardly measurable. Burning the entire reserve of 170 billion barrels would lead to a global temperature increase of between 1/20th and 1/50th of a degree Celsius. And to burn through that reserve would take 259 years. The reserve is what is considered economically viable to extract of the 1.8 trillion barrels in the entire resource in that area of Alberta. But environmental alarmists are using that 1.8 trillion barrel figure for some of their calculations instead of 170 billion. So in calculating the impossible extraction of the entire 1.8 trillion barrels, that would take 2,740 years to burn, and that could raise the global temperature by 0.24 to 0.5 degrees Celsius. When environmentalists talk about raising global temperatures half a degree Celsius, they are quoting the high end of an unrealistic worst-case scenario. It's not the pipeline, it's not coal, it's not SUVs, it's animal agriculture, and it's more than 51% contribution of all greenhouse gas emissions, and methane, primarily from cows, is estimated to be 105 times worse than carbon in its effect on climate change. How can you be a meat-eating, milk-drinking environmentalist or climate activist? Please Google livestock and climate change and read the truth about the impact of animal agriculture on the climate in this very revealing study by climate scientists Robert Goodland and Jeff Anhang of the World Bank and World Watch Institute. I suggest you go to chompingclimatechange.org and read why going vegan is the only practical solution and does attain the previous goals set by climate conferences and Kyoto. There's a need for an immediate shift of 25% from animal agriculture products to vegan now. And Mother Earth is depending upon us to do the right thing to save life on our planet. Can we overcome our addiction to animal flesh and excretions, our speciesism that gives us the cultural norm to engage in violent oppression and murder just to satisfy our taste buds? Can we overcome the silence of environmental groups about the vegan solution? Are we that selfish, or do we act on behalf of all life? It's not about blame, it's about taking responsibility. Please listen to archives and my program at goveganradio.com for more information about animal agriculture and the environment. I'm Bob Linden. Thanks for listening. Peace now. Go vegan.